Hey guys, it's your girl Gina back with another rant. Today I'm ranting about decisions. You know, the type of decisions that you make that in the moment it seemed right. It felt good. You felt like your intuition told you to do this, so you did it. It could have been something as small as, I want black nail polish instead of white. Or something as huge as in, you know what? Give me the number 6 instead of my usual number 1. To something as, if I get this loan, I can pay it back in like a year or so. Like, I'm going to get 2 jobs. I'm going to... easy. To, you know, should I go back to school? And when I do go back to school and I work 2 jobs and I have friends and let's say I'm in a relationship, I got it. Those type of decisions that we make, that I've made. Decisions that I thought I could control the outcome of. Unwillingly deciding things without fully looking at the overall picture. Realizing that life wasn't going to go anywhere, honestly. That there was no rush, that I was not in any race with anyone but myself. That honestly, the point of me getting to the end goal didn't even make sense. Was not even valid enough for me to even continue. I'm only one person. With 1 mind, 2 eyes, 2 hands, 2 legs that can wear out at any given moment. And then what? I mean, I say this to say this because we need to take time to fully look at consequences from decisions and actions that we chose to make. Let it be that we were sober or not. Let it be, you know, peer pressure, the pressure of time. The pressure of time, that's like the worst one, yo. It eats at you for no reason. But let's not be quick to jump into situations that we weren't ready for. Or for those who believe in Christ, you put yourself in positions that you were never meant to be in. Then you wonder why you're going through what you're going through. I don't mean to get religious or spiritual. I'm just speaking facts that I've faced personally. People that I have came across that I probably should have never ever came across. No offense. I'm not better than you. You are not better than me. I just don't think our paths were ever meant to meet. Once again, I say this to say this. Like, yo, guys, Gina, slow down. What's meant for you will come. The season that you're meant to be in, you will be in that season and you will flourish. Not every day will be a happy day, but by my God, it will be a great day. This rant, this venting session, honestly, is making me realize how much I've grown mentally. I've always been known as the wise one and mature one, but low key, there's a lot of decisions that I've made that people don't know about because I try to cover my tracks. That has put me in positions and places that has really set me back. And that was on me. That was quote unquote self-sabotage that I didn't even realize I was doing at the time. Excuse me. I just get excited, I guess, when I start realizing things that I honestly should have realized a long time ago. I share my experiences with you guys because whoever's listening, you're not alone. I make mistakes. I've made mistakes. I probably will continue to make mistakes, but I think that's a human thing. The most important thing about like making mistakes and going through trials and tribulations is the lesson that you learn from them. Because if you don't have a takeaway, if you did not gain any character development, as they jokefully say. See, that's that, you know, I'm not from here. English is not my first language. Anyways, if you don't learn a lesson or if you don't gain something from the mistake, then I'm sorry, you are going to go through it again until you finally get it. Until that animated light bulb turns on. So, this is a rant today, but it's going to be a lesson tomorrow. Go at the pace that you're supposed to be going. Don't match your pace, your journey with the person next to you or even the person in front of you. And don't, I beg you, do not compare your journey with somebody else's. What's meant for you will be given to you. The season you are in, please enjoy it. Thanks for listening. Bye.